You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Welcome to the Father's Quilt. This is a special broadcast and may continue for a couple of broadcasts on the reflections on the way to the cross. And it's based on a book by Father Pat Fitzpatrick, and it's The Stations of the Cross. Brothers and sisters, Jesus' journey from Pilate's palace to the cross and then to the tomb is a concrete illustration of God's love for humankind. God's Son came to earth for us. Out of love for every single person, Jesus left God, the Father, and emptied himself by coming to live among us. Each of us is the beloved child of God, and nowhere is that more evident than the painfully brutal journey that Jesus took to the cross. So as we go through each station of the cross and meditate, imagine yourself in each scene. How did it feel for the people who were present with Jesus? He was surrounded by a ring of soldiers. How did they feel? How do you feel when you put yourself into that scene? Are you one of the soldiers, or are you an onlooker from a distance? Think about Mary. Try to put yourself in Mary's position. What pain did she endure? How did she carry her own cross while she watched her son buckling under the weight of his heavy cross as he stumbled along to Golgotha? How did Mary feel when she heard the people taunting her son? How did she feel when Simon was forced to help? How did she feel when Veronica wiped her son's tears? How did Mary feel when they cast lots for his clothes? Did she not want to take something of her son's home with her? Did she not feel that his life was being depersonalized? How did Mary endure seeing her son nailed to the cross between two criminals? What did she think when Jesus asked God the Father to forgive the people? How did Simon feel? What was he doing there? Did he know Jesus? Had he heard Jesus preach? What was Simon thinking as he struggled with the cross? Was he wondering how he had been chosen? Why was Veronica there? How did she feel about Jesus' suffering? Why were Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus secret disciples? How did they feel when Jesus was crucified? Why did Joseph offer the garden tomb for Jesus? Was he suffering as well? Was he divided between his loyalty to the Jews and his loyalty to Jesus? Was he afraid of the Jewish authorities? There were so many people involved and so many different emotions. Try to stay in the scene and see what God is calling you. The way to the cross. The first station. Jesus is sentenced to death. Jesus came out wearing a crown of thorns and a purple robe. Pilate said to the crowd, "Here is the man." They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Then Pilate handed him over to be crucified. Pilate said to them, "Then what should I do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" All of them said, "Let him be crucified." Then he asked, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they all shouted the more, "Let him be crucified." So he released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. the religious leaders sought the death penalty for Jesus. He was more than they could take, but the death penalty was not theirs to carry out, so they brought him to Pilate. "I will have him flogged and let him go," said that crowd pleaser. "You are no friend of Caesar if you let him go," they replied. They had their way. Pilate released Barabbas and sentenced Jesus to death. Mob justice. The guilty are left off. The innocent are convicted. "This is the cup the Father has given me. Shall I not drink of it?" And we'll say an Our Father and a Hail Mary together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The second station, Jesus carries his cross. Carrying the cross by himself, Jesus went out to what is called the place of the skull. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole cohort around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his right hand and knelt before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. After mocking him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. The soldier at the head of the procession, a ring of Roman legionaries around the prisoner, a 2-meter crossbeam to which he would be nailed was placed on his shoulder. His final walk of about 600 meters had begun. Crosses come in different shapes and sizes. How well do I carry my cross? My health, my moods, my tensions, my handicaps, my job, my family, the way I am treated. This is the cup the Father has given me. Shall I not drink it? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The third station, Jesus falls for the first time. The prophet Isaiah tells us that born our infirmities and carried our diseases, he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole. Isaiah chapter 53. Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases, yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. The crossbeam began to sway, and Jesus staggered. In a moment he pitched forward. The beam hit the ground, hung standing for a second, then dragged him down to the cobblestones. Crosses never fit snugly onto shoulders. They get heavier with each succeeding step. We struggle to stay on our feet. we collapse under the weight of our particular cross. We fall flat on our face. This is the cup the Father has given me. Shall I not drink it? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The fourth station. Jesus meets his mother, Mary. Simeon had said to Jesus' mother, Mary, a sword will pierce your own soul too. Luke chapter 2. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, this child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. Stations 4, 5, and 6 remind us that Jesus found encouragement and assistance along the way. Mary was there, as always, wanting to do something, anything, forced to look on helplessly. He almost hoped she wouldn't have to see him like this, yet her presence renewed his strength. How many mothers suffer with their children and for their children as they watch them struggle, see them fall, and have to let them go. This is the cup the Father has given me. Shall I not drink it? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The fifth station. Simon helps Jesus carry the cross. The soldier seized a man, Simon from Cyrene, who was coming in from the country. They made him shoulder the cross and carry it behind Jesus. As they went out, they came out upon a man from Cyrene named Simon. They compelled this man to carry his cross. Then Jesus told his disciples, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Matthew chapter 27. All his friends had taken off. He carried his cross unaided. A stranger from North Africa was in Jerusalem that fateful Friday. The Roman soldiers ordered him to get in line behind the criminal. Step by step, Simon, the North African, matched his stride to Jesus' painful progress. From here to Calvary, Jesus had a partner. Did Simon know whose cross he carried? We thank the Simons in our lives, those who walk with us and enable us to keep going. We are grateful for their helping hands and listening ears, for shoulders to lean on. This is the cup the Father has given me. Shall I not drink it? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The sixth station. Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. Tradition holds that Veronica, one of the holy women who accompanied our Lord to Calvary, was moved by his suffering and offered him a towel to wipe the sweat and blood from his face. When Jesus handed the cloth back to her, the image of his face remained imprinted on it. Come, my heart says, seek his face. Your face, Lord, do I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You who have been my help, do not cast me off, do not forsake me, O God of my salvation. Psalm 27. A woman in the crowd saw him coming down the road. As he drew near, she noticed how weary, marred, and disfigured he was. Undaunted by what others thought, she removed her veil, approached him, and gently wiped his grimy face. The legend says her veil retained the image of the face it touched. Did his mind go back to Simon the Pharisee's house and to the woman who very publicly stood behind him, weeping, and bathed his feet with her tears, dried them with her hair, continued kissing his feet and anointing them? At critical moments, is it always women who show the most courage? This is the cup the Father has given me. Shall I not drink of it? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The seventh station. Jesus falls the second time. Struggling, Jesus stumbles again, and we recall the prophet Isaiah telling us that the Lord will be despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity. As one from whom others hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him of no account. Isaiah 53. I am one who has seen affliction under the rod of God's wrath. He has driven and brought me into darkness without any light. He has blocked my ways with hewn stones. He has made my paths crooked. He has made my teeth grind on gravel and made me cower in ashes. Lamentations, chapter 3. Too heavy a load, too long a journey. With each succeeding step, the wooden beam got heavier and heavier. Legs and arms ached. Once more, the beam began to sway, and once again, he pitched forward and downward. The Roman whips, the rough commands, the heavy effort to get up. So many people have difficulty putting one foot in front of the other. How much further, O Lord? How much further? One step at a time. More than halfway there now. This is the cup the Father has given me. Shall I not drink it? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Eighth Station. Jesus meets the daughters of Jerusalem. Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children." Luke chapter 23. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are surely coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" The women had compassion for the condemned man. Their hearts went out to him, knowing what awaited him at the end of the road. Was he warning them not to be part of this Jerusalem way of doing things? How many women stand outside lonely prison walls in solidarity with the condemned, denied a say in the public life of their country, victims of injustice, sidelined by the system. "This is the cup the Father has given me. Shall I not drink it?" Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Ninth Station. Jesus falls the third time. As Jesus lies on the ground for a third time, we again remember the words of the prophet Isaiah, who foretold that the one to come would be wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed. It is good for one to bear the yoke in youth, to sit alone in silence when the Lord has imposed it, to put one's mouth to the dust, that there may yet be hope, to give one's cheek to the smiter and be filled with insults. For the Lord will not reject forever. Although he causes grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love. Lamentations chapter 3. Another fall, tempted to remain down and out. Why not give up right here, right now? Another painful effort to get back up. Has Simon lifting the cross beam for him? This reluctant recruit had become his silent partner uphill the rest of the way to Calvary. Jesus got up again and kept going. So can we, with his help. We marvel at his stubborn refusal to stay down, down to earth. Yes, but never down and out. This is the cup the Father has given me. Shall I not drink it? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The 10th Station. Jesus is stripped of his garments. They divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothes among themselves by casting lots. They sat down there and kept watch over him. Matthew chapter 27. Calvary, at last. Outside the crowded, self-absorbed city, preparing for the Sabbath, stripped naked, all dignity peeled off, a public spectacle. For many years, no place to lay his head. Now, no clothes to wear, nothing left to call his own. One of his own, an informer, another, a denier. The rest, nowhere near. We think about victims of war, victims of torture, victims of the system, raped and violated, demeaned and publicly derided. This is the cup the Father has given me. Shall I not drink it? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The 11th Station. Jesus is nailed to the cross. When they came to the place that is called the skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Over his head they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two bandits were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "You, who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross now, and we will believe in him." Matthew chapter 27. Crucifixion. Gruesome. Gory. Capital punishment. Nails driven through wrists and feet. Death through loss of blood and breath. Death through suffocation. No morphine to deaden the pain. Elie Wiesel recalls the concentration camp the day a child was hanged. his body did not weigh enough to tighten the noose around his neck. So he hung there, swaying in the desolate air. I heard a man behind me asking, "Where is God now?" I heard a voice within me answering, "Where is he?" "Here he is, hanging here on these gallows. This is the cup the Father has given me. Shall I not drink it?" Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The 12th station. Jesus dies on the cross. When Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said, "I am thirsty." So they put a sponge of sour wine on a branch and held it to his mouth. When he had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "This man is calling for Elijah." At once one of them ran and got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, "Wait, let's see whether Elijah will come and save him." Then Jesus cried again with a loud voice and breathed his last. Now when the centurion and those with him who were keeping watch over Jesus saw the earth quake, and what took place, they were terrified and said, "Truly, this man was God's son." Matthew chapter 27. Sentenced Friday morning, executed Friday afternoon. Only Mary, along with the disciple he loved, and some brave women kept him company. Ridicule and searing pain, a victim of the system, he forgave his executioners. The innocent are still put to death with bullets, bombs, and bulldozers under the name of collateral damage. He drank the cup to the bitter end because he loved us to the end. Can you and I drink our cup? This is the cup the Father has given me. Shall I not drink it? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The 13th Station. Jesus is taken off the cross. Joseph of Arimathea, a secret disciple of Jesus, came and removed his body. He and Nicodemus, who had at first come to Jesus by night, wrapped the body in linen cloths. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. He then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. Matthew chapter 27. After 30 years, Mary had him in her arms again. All she could offer now was her presence and her lap and her embrace. She held him once at Christmas. She held him now at the crucifixion. Silent, faithful Mother Mary. Awake, a funeral home moment, keeping vigil near a casket. Thoughts of times gone by, of how it used to be, letting loved ones go to God. This is the cup the Father has given me. Shall I not drink it? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. The 14th Station. Jesus is buried in the tomb of a friend. There was a garden in the place where he was crucified, and in the garden there was a new tomb in which no one had yet been buried. So they laid Jesus there. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in that rock. He then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb. Matthew chapter 27. Born in another's barn, buried in another's tomb. An unexpected offer of the tomb from Joseph of Arimathea. A tomb hewn out of rock, a stone rolled in place, a hurried burial before Sabbath. That Friday afternoon, the women took note of the tomb and how his body had been laid. They would return before dawn on Sunday. They buried him quickly, but not for long. He would burst the bonds of burial. By Sunday, the firstborn from the dead would leave behind an empty tomb. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. This is the cup the Father has given me. Shall I not drink it? Our Father, who art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Jesus, God with us, was once a condemned criminal who stumbled, fell, got up again, and kept going to the bitter end. Jesus knew what it was to suffer. "This is the cup the Father has given me," he had said. "Shall I not drink it?" God suffered in Jesus. God continues to suffer in millions of people. We come face to face with Christ in those who suffer. Through these stations of the cross, I pray that you have followed Jesus' footsteps from Pilate's palace to Calvary. We mark ourselves with the sign of the cross and ask that God be with us always. God is always with us, always. Amen.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day. Change a thing.